This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Parr, good to have you here. Hi. Hear you giggling in the background. Were you anticipating Christmas music as well?
Well, I didn't get that segment. Maybe
I didn't get that one either. Yeah. They do a good job, but he tries hard.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So MBS prices are down a little bit this morning today, about a quarter of a point. Stock market's nice, though. They're up 165. What we're seeing is just continued optimism over the deal with China, or the announced deal with China. Obviously, that avoids new tariffs, and it backs off some tariffs that were already there. So a step in the right direction. This morning, some pretty good data came out here in the U.S. Empire State Index far exceeded expectations, and the home builder sentiment rose to the best level in 20 years. So those guys are happy. Looking at last week, it was pretty much like we talked about on the show last week, in that prices, both MBS prices and stock prices, were volatile. They were largely driven by trade talks. As we all know, a phase one deal was reached, and that proved good for stocks initially and not good for mortgage rates. And ultimately, mortgage rates improved on Friday, even though stocks didn't move a whole lot after that. But the economic data that came out last week, they was mostly favorable for mortgage rates. When you look at, the retail sales number was for November was weaker than expected.
Yeah, disappointing. Yeah.
Really helped MBS prices on Friday. The inflation data was either at or below what was expected. It was interesting. The Fed statement didn't do much, didn't have anything new or unexpected in it. But during the press conference, Chairman Powell made a statement regarding rates that he said rates would remain low until there was a persistent increase in inflation. So that's a little more bullish on rates than what had been read into the statement. So that was good. Then on Thursday, ECB's president, Christine Lagarde, said almost the exact same thing. I don't know if they orchestrated that or what, but that just throws central banks are out there ready to keep things stimulated for a while, keep rates low. The calendar for this week, really pretty full there. Housing starts in industrial production tomorrow, existing home sales on Thursday. Friday's a big day with core PCE, consumer sentiment, and a third estimate of third quarter GDP on Friday. Like last week, I kind of expect there could be oversized swings in prices based on misses in economic data and or other headlines. Certainly, trade deals will stay in the market news. We're going to have an impeachment vote this week, most likely, on Wednesday. And I just don't see that having any impact on the markets.
No.
I think everyone kind of knows the foregone conclusion there. The trade deals, it was interesting. I read this morning that Mexico, after having, I think they've already agreed to the trade, the USMCA, and then they discovered that there was an unanticipated and unwanted provision which allows the U.S. to provide some oversight into their labor practices. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But anyway, there'll still be U.S.-China trade talks, and expect some continued volatility in what may be another week of fairly slow trading.
Well, there's always these little surprises, I think we're going to have a great year. What has been a bit interesting is the impeachment hearings. I thought it was going to create more restore, but it just hasn't. And it's kind of a ho-hum. I think you could tell by the watered-down version of the articles that they're impeaching by is really kind of such that they don't think they have such a strong case. So I don't even want to stir up politics. Who two things we don't want to go to? Politics and religion. Well, we're at Christmas season, so we'll step right on over into religion. But anyway, we'll forget politics. Anyway, Joe, good job. Appreciate you being here. Wish you a Merry Christmas. I also want you to participate in the Hot Topics segment. We're talking with Dan Putney. And so I'm looking forward to having you stay on if you can. Appreciate it very much. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Again, we have Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Scoop, Vidyard, VendorSurf, our newest sponsor, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.